And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, hey, listen, I'm going to move to the next part of the Triple Dipper here in a second, but I got to tell you before I do, it's 4:35 right now, which is hard for me to believe. It's already 4:35. This show flew by. But yeah, a lot of you guys are in go-home mode. All y'all out there in go-home mode, got the keys in hand, you can smell the barn, you're headed home, you may be thinking, okay, all right, listen, what am I doing for dinner? Or you may be thinking, too, what am I doing for breakfast tomorrow? So here's my suggestion. On the way home tonight or on the way in the morning, do something different. Just stop doing the usual old, you know, burger or chicken fingers or something that, you know, just like it's the same old every single time. Consider this, Just Love Coffee Cafe. Just Love Coffee Cafe has award-winning coffees, has what Charlene calls the treat coffees, the cappuccinos, the espressos, the lattes, has the dry roast where they can grind the beans, make you the beautiful cup of steaming black, light roast, medium roast, dark roast coffee. But yeah, man, they've also got, by the way, they've got an amazing menu. And it's a breakfast, lunch, and dinner menu. Salads, wraps, sandwiches, omelets, waffles, all kinds of stuff. And I'm just telling you, the environment's worth it. You could stop in the morning on the way in and just give yourself an extra few minutes and just linger over a cappuccino and a womelet, which is a giant omelet with all kinds of stuff and cooked on a waffle iron. I'm just saying, Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, one on Hughes Road in Madison, the other on South Parkway in Huntsville. You need to check them out. They are worth your time. Tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. All right, I got to tell you, by the way, before I leave woke world, I tell you what, Boomer, you got me a sound effect, a woke world sound effect. I need it.
Adventures.
Thank you.
In woke world.
I'm going to end it with this one because the lovely Charlene just sent me a text and said, and I don't know if this was on the ABC News that plays during the breaks in the Huntsville market, which, by the way, is like doesn't even match my show, but said the ABC News just said, and so baby, I got your text, and this one fits right into woke world. I'm going to capstone it with this. ABC News just said there is a bill in California that would allow people to decompose and become soil, and then the soul would be given back to the family. Better for the environment. And she ends with, I kid you not, I don't even know what to do with that. There's like layers of weird in that one. You're gonna first of all, yeah. Who goes out and gardens with mama's body? It doesn't work like that. That's just gross. So it's gonna, you know, if you're into composting, you might wanna, you know, head down to the morgue, pick you up a little extra fertilizer. And decompose them so they can become soil.
These cucumbers were brought to you by Grandma.
Oh, that's awful. I mean, I don't... And then the soul would be given back to the family. I don't know what spiritual endeavors they're into, but I'm just going to go ahead and say, it doesn't work like that. I don't know of any religions that allow you to decompose the body, grow carrots, and then send the soul back to wherever it came from. Just saying. Wow. Okay, we just finished up. I had somebody call in or text in that wanted a link to one of our stories that I ran on the Air Force in Woke World, and so Boomer got them that one, and I just threw all my notes on the ground. Why did I do that? Hang on a second. I thought I'd switch segments, but I just threw down my current notes. All right, listen, we got a little time. You want to call in, you're welcome to it. 833-68-RIGHT. That's 833-687-4448. We'll also take your text at the same number, 833-687-4448. I do plan to switch gears here, maybe. The phones are ringing, so maybe I'll just stay off topic and I won't get to number three on the Triple Dipper. We'll see. But I'm going into number three. My intent is to go into number three and talk about immigration hypocrisy. So listen, first of all, I will say this. I agree with Charlemagne the God, the guy that calls himself Charlemagne the God. I agree that the actions being taken by DeSantis and Abbott, sending these some of these migrants in buses to other parts of the nation, to places that call themselves sanctuary cities, I think it's genius. What has it done? Well, it hasn't hurt anybody, apparently, because they're going voluntarily. Anybody who tells you they're not going voluntarily is just fabricating the story for their own benefit. If they get on a bus voluntarily and they're given everything they need and they're taken to a place they want to go, a place that says we'll receive you, when they get there, the place that says we'll receive you just has to go ahead and accept the fact that you said you'd receive them, and here they are. Oh, wait, what? So what's happened now? It's genius because everybody's talking about it. It's genius because right before the midterms, it has become the topic that everybody is talking about. And that's a big, hairy deal because this needs to be front and center. The economy, certainly, right up on top. The economy needs to be on top. Bidenomics are crushing the soul of the average person who has to go buy milk and bread, put gas in their car, you know, buy clothes for their kids to go to school. It's tougher right now than it's been in 40 years. Interest rates are up. It's getting harder to buy a house. All that comes into play. However, one of the next things that ought to be in the front of everybody's mind is what happens with illegal immigration? Why are we doing what we're doing? So the next piece of my triple dipper is about that very thing, the immigration hypocrisy. The idea that they would say, y'all come, and come if you came here to this city, we would take care of you because we're not mean like Texas. We're not ugly like DeSantis. We would take care of you here. Oh, wait, you're sending them here? Well, Martha's Vineyard, story in the Epoch Times, dated 2 days ago. Listen, the Epoch Times nailed it. They said Martha's Vineyard newspaper listed 50 job ads despite the claims that there was no work on the island for these people. Yeah, so 50 migrants showed up, flown there by Governor Ron DeSantis, landed on Martha's Vineyard, the epitome of liberal elitism, you know, where it's where Obama has his mansion. But there's nothing there for them. We don't have this infrastructure. There's not even jobs here. Well, guess what? The same Vineyard Gazette that said there's no infrastructure here had a jobs posting for 50 jobs in the community that people could have done. Things like, you know, laborers and custodians and landscapers and bakers and cooks and dishwashers and technicians and library assistants and all kinds of things. Retail, there's all kinds of jobs. They just didn't want them to stay. That's what it boiled down to. I got some callers on the line, so let me jump over and grab that. I'll grab line three first, Sparky from Harvest. Sparky, how you doing today, man?
Hey, I'm okay. I'm working my way home and trying to enjoy the day. Appreciate you and Boomer. Two messages on the topic of the economy. All my liberal friends, and I've got quite a few listening. Number one, admit if you vote Democrat, there's not a single policy reason why you're doing it. You're doing it because you hate Trump, you hate conservatives, and you hate Christians. Look at your 401k 2 years ago and look at it now. And go pull the switch for conservatives, Republicans, because we got to get this economy back. Two, I hear the president declared the pandemic is over.
Yeah.
I have not heard a similar message from the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the Department of Defense, recalling the thousands and thousands of soldiers and sailors and airmen, Marines that they've discharged for refusing to take the bravely refusing to take the vaccination. We're pretty shorthanded in the military. It's time to recall those people. With back pay. That's my message. Thanks.
You are spot on, Sparky. Be safe driving, man. You are absolutely right. Can't even add anything to that. That was perfect. I got a caller on line five. I'll jump on that real quick before the break. Line five, Thomas from Athens. Thomas, how you doing?
I'm blessed, sir. How are you?
I'm good, sir. What's on your mind?
Today is a runoff election for the school board in district number 3. And polls close at 7. There are 2 candidates. One is more supported by Democrat Party folks, and the other one is supported by more Republican Party folks.
Did we lose him? Thomas, can you hear me? Thomas, I think you lost your signal, but I tell you what, Thomas's point is well taken, so I'll just jump it from there. I'm so glad he did that. I almost forgot to – I mean, I was literally 15 minutes from leaving the show, and I would not have said, folks, today is city election day. You may have runoffs in some school board meetings. Go vote. You may have some mayoral – Gadsden's got a mayoral election runoff right now. Go vote. We've got to make sure that you – I mean, don't for a second – think that the local elections don't mean something. Look what happened during COVID. It was mayors and school board members and others who were restricting our society and putting masks on our kids, and we're finding out they're teaching woke stuff in classrooms because we got to see it when their kids were going to school online. We got mayors that are shutting down parts of society. So I'm just saying, folks, our last caller, was it Thomas, I think it was? Yeah, Thomas from Athens, I believe, is absolutely right. Today's an election day. If you've got a runoff election in your area, go vote. Please go vote. Don't let it be said that when when we're done that you don't like who got elected, but oh, by the way, you also forgot to vote. And by the way, every vote matters. Let me tell you how much every vote matters. I not long ago in the 2018 elections, a city election, I was the attorney for a lady who lost a city town council, a city council race by one vote. She lost it by one vote. We identified 11 provisional ballots that were not opened that we felt like should have been opened because we knew where the people lived and they were not being classified as being in the district, even though they were. So we went to court. You know, the odd thing was, and I hated it, is that we proved our case on roughly 9 of them. But we didn't cherry-pick these votes. We went after the ones that should have been counted. However, when we opened them, the numbers fell out. She still lost by one vote. I told the judge, I said, it's a heck of a thing, Judge. I said, we won the case and lost the race. But that's the deal. She lost by one single vote. And oh, by the way, she found out later on that some friends of hers, a couple, had gotten busy and forgot to go vote. And those two people could have changed the entire election for her if they had just remembered to go to the polls. So what a great call that was. Thank you for reminding me, Thomas. Appreciate that very much. I know Angela McClure is the one he was talking about running for District 3. She was on the show yesterday, and she's got an opponent whose name I can't recall, but that is a runoff election. In Gadsden, you've got a big deal run for mayor. Heather New has been the head of the Chamber of Commerce for a number of years. But the guy who's running for mayor against her in the runoff is Craig Ford, who was the Democrat minority leader in the Alabama State House, big teachers union guy, who now wants to get back into politics after he got beat trying to run for my old seat and be the mayor. And first of all, I like Heather. I think she'd be a great mayor. I don't want to see Craig Ford bring all the things that I knew he was doing in Montgomery into our mayor's office in Gadsden. So I'm hoping if you're listening in the Gadsden area, you're going to vote. All that to say, folks, there's a whole lot of things happening out there right now that involve local elections. And you gotta remember to go to the polls. All right, there's a diatribe. There's a monologue. All right, Boomer, take us to the break. We will do that right now, and then we'll come right back. I guess I'm going to save number 3 of the Triple Dipper for tomorrow again. What do you think? Why not? We'll just do it. Carry it over.
I like that idea.
Madam President, I move to carry this bill over to a later date. Call the chair. Bill Williams, Right Side Radio. Be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative, just plain right, making it cool to be a conservative. Had some awesome texts that came in. All right, so this one is one of our regular texters, but he said, let it be anonymous. Okay. He says, the New York City cruise ships for migrants, that might be a really savvy idea. Maybe they have a 1 a.m. departure on a deja vu cruise with one-way ports of call in Mexico.
That's crazy. That's not a port of call. It's a deportation port of call at this point. The other one that I thought was where'd it go? Who was that that sent me the one?
Just trying to shift through all of them. That's the hard part.
Hang on a second. There's a bunch of them. Jim from Huntsville, I think, is the one he had. Oh yeah. So the thing I was saying earlier about the composting of mama, you know, about the bill in California.
Carrots and all that. Yeah.
Yeah. He says, Phil, I heard that story too about composting humans. They said the body would be, I guess there's some company that does it, mm-hmm. the body would be decomposed for 2 weeks, and then the soil would be given back to the family, not the soul. He says, but I like your take better.
Oh, man.
I guess I almost said that does make more sense, but it really doesn't. I mean, isn't that kind of creepy? You're out there, and like, it's not like you scattered somebody's ashes. It's like they just went ahead and ground mama up and made dirt, and then you got worms in it and growing carrots. And God, yep. What is wrong with you people? That's just wrong. Oh, you know what? Jeff from Indiana made a great point on the Martha's Vineyard thing. We're talking about how all the folks that went to Martha's Vineyard, it was voluntary. They said, yeah, we'll get on that plane. Yeah, we'll do that. The ones taking buses in New York City, yeah, sure, we'll do that. We want to go to New York City. Can we stop en route? Some of them, they're allowed to get off en route, by the way. But Jeff from Indiana just texted and said, I wonder how voluntary the buses of migrants were going out of Martha's Vineyard being escorted by the armed National Guard. That's a savvy point.
Very savvy point.
Hey, by the way, one thing these text messages did, too, like a little while ago, somebody actually texted me and said, hey, what's the name of that company that you talk about all the time that has jobs posted in the automotive sector? And it's more than automotive, but I knew exactly what he's talking about. It was ZLA Solutions. So that really happened a little while ago. I actually just connected somebody back to ZLA Solutions, gave them the website. So here's the deal. If you're looking for jobs, we had him in studio yesterday, Andrew Ford from ZLA Solutions, talking about jobs participation rate or labor participation rate in Alabama. They're doing an amazing job of connecting people and jobs here in our state and really beyond. They're kind of all over the place now. But ZLA Solutions, you can find them at zlausa.com. ZLA Solutions. If you're looking for a job, go to their website. They've got them posted all over North Alabama. Good jobs. A lot of them are in the automotive sector. But then if you've also, by the way, if you are an employer and you're looking to fill out the ranks of your workforce, you need more people. It could be a whole shift or a small group. It could be a select hire for a key management position, or it could be like 15 mechanics or whatever you need. Blue collar, white collar, no collar, it don't matter. ZLA Solutions. You can find them at zlausa.com. All right, listen. Leanne from Huntsville, by the way, has been texting me nonstop about this thing. I mean, and she is funny, by the way. She just sent one word. She sent fertilizer. I don't like it.
Fertilizer.
Said Mama sent back after 2 months fertilizer, and I get it. And then she made a good point though on switching subjects. She goes, migrants ought to be bused to the ABC, NBC, NPR, and MSNBC studios. Ooh. By the day.
There you go.
Wow.
Hey, we did have a couple callers call in a second ago about the school board elections and stuff. They said, you know what, even if you don't have any kids, if you're older and your kids are grown or you just don't have any kids at all, it is you still need to go vote because it's such a, you know, you want the best school board elected officials for your kids.
It's not just
your kids.
When it comes to economic development, it's one of the things that drives economic development too. Yeah. Companies come to places where they know the school systems are solid. Mm. So that's a great point. Yes. Yeah. If there's a school board runoff election in your area right now, go vote. Even if you don't have kids in the system, you got to care about your community. All right, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Boomer and I back here again tomorrow at 2. You guys have an amazing evening.